Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View From Here. You never know, do you, which way your thoughts will go on a given day? There I was, quietly watching a series about great artists of the Western tradition. It happened to be an episode concerning Jacques-Louis David, the prominent painter of the French court and then of the Revolution. He went seamlessly from royalist to republican to Napoleon. David, who became court painter to the Emperor Napoleon, once painted a picture depicting Leonidas, the king of Sparta, who was defeated by the Persian armies and died at the Battle of Thermopylae, an heroic picture. Now, when Napoleon saw the painting, he asked David, "Why would you want to waste your time painting a loser?" I'm serious. That's what he said. It sounded remarkably like something our former president might say. Then it occurred to me that, as outrageous as he can be, Trump is not the first person in history to say stupid stuff. While he was our first jerk for a while, he is by no means the first jerk. Which leads to the question, who was the first jerk? My first reaction was, why Cain, Abel's brother? It wasn't bad enough that his parents got thrown out of paradise. He had to go and kill his brother. I'm not sure why he did it, but I do know that the first guy to murder someone has to be on the short list for first jerk. Now, most of us grew up with art depicting the first family of humans, created by God on the seventh day. Adam, created from nothing, Eve, from his rib, Cain, the first to be born, and Abel, the first to die. The artists made them look like us. Maybe better built and sexier, but like modern, Western, white folks, nonetheless. We know now, unless you think that the Flintstones had it, right, that humans didn't begin to look like us until Cro-Magnon people came along somewhere around, 48,000 years ago. For the million or so years before that, our ancestors were another story altogether. But back to the point. Can Cro-Magnon Cain be the first jerk, or do we need to go back, way back, to earlier people? I, for one, am quite sure that humans did not wait until 48,000 years ago to produce the original jerk. Maybe we need to define jerk here so we're all on the same page. I think a jerk should have at least three traits possessed by our biggest jerk, the former jerk-in-chief. Vanity, lack of empathy, social dysfunction, cruelty, willful ignorance, misogyny, mendacity. I could go on, but you get the picture. Okay, so here we are on the African savanna of a few hundred thousand years ago. Rock, who is married to Willow, has forgotten his commitment 5 minutes after leaving the cave for work. He sees his niece Blossom on the trail. Stands to the side, ogles her up and down as she passes, and suggests that they start a new generation of rocks together. She's embarrassed, and she's disgusted. But he thinks, she likes me. Then there's Mongo, who is the first guy to tell a child, if you don't shut up, I'll give you something to really cry about. Anyone who thinks intimidation is the path to harmony is a jerk. Or was it Snakeskin, who is smooth and oh so charming? Turns out his business is selling stuff he doesn't own, things that may not even exist. Today it's cherry pits as a cure for blindness. Tomorrow it will be a course for turning cow pies to gold. As long as it makes me money, it's good. That's a jerk. But this is getting me nowhere. There are so many qualities to the archetypal jerk. Do you suppose the original jerk was the first guy who had all of those attributes? I think we're onto something here. If you want to define the first jerk, just look at our first jerk, the multiply indicted loser of the 2020 election. And imagine the guy, eons ago, who thinks he's smarter, tougher, sexier, stronger, and most unfairly treated, and the greatest at anything. Which is to say, the original Trump. And you'll have found him. History's very first jerk.